Big Data, a revolution that will transform how we live, work and think. Authors, Victor Meyer Schoenberger and Kenneth Kuckayer. Letting a data speak. Not only is the world awash with more information than ever before, but that information is growing faster. The change of scale has led to change of state. The quantity of change has led to quantitative one. The sciences, like astronomy and genomics, which has first experienced the explosion in the 2000s, coined the term big data, which refers to things that can do at a large scale and cannot be done to a smaller one, to extract new insights or create new forms of value, in ways that can change markets, organizations, the relationships between citizens and governments, and more. Big data will be a source of new economic value and innovation. Its ascendancy represents three shifts in the way we analyze information that transforms how we understand and organize society. The first is the ability to analyze vast amounts of data about a topic, rather than be forced to settle for smaller sets. The second is the willingness to embrace data's real-world messiness, rather than privileged exactitude. The third is a growing respect for correlations rather than a continuing quest for elusive causality. There's no good term to describe what's taking place now, but one that helps frame the changes is datafication. It refers to taking information about all things under the sun, including ones that we never used to think of as information at all, such as a person's location, and transforming it into a data format to make it a quantified. This allows us to use information in new ways, such as a predictive analysis. As a result, we can unlock the implicit, latent value of the information. Shift number one, more. Big data is all about seeing and understanding the relations within and among pieces of information that until very recently, we struggled to fully grasp. In this new world, we can analyze far more data. In some cases, we can even process all of it relating to a particular phenomenon. Using all the data lets us see details we never could when we were limited to smaller quantities. Big data gives us an especially clear view of the granular, subcategories and submarkets that samples can't assess. Shift number two, messy. Using all available data is feasible in an increasing number of contexts, but it comes at a cost. Increasing the volume opens the door to inexactitude. To be sure, erroneous figures and corrupt bits have always crept into datasets. Yet the point has always been to treat them as problems and to try get rid of them, in part because we could. What we never wanted to do was to consider them unavoidable and learn to live with them. This is one of the fundamental shifts of going to big data from small. Shift number three, correlation. Knowing why might be pleasant, but it's important for a simultaneous sales. Knowing what, however, drives clicks. This insight has the power to reshape many industries, not just e-commerce. Salespeople in all sectors have long been told that they need to understand what makes customers tick to grasp the reasons behind their decisions. Professional skills and years of experience have been highly valued. Big data shows that there is another, and in some ways more pragmatic, approach. Big data enabled analysis. In a small data world, because so little data tended to be available, both causal investigations and correlation analysis began with hypotheses, which was then tested to either be falsified or verified. But because both methods required hypotheses to start with, both were equally susceptible to prejudice and erroneous intuition. The necessary data was often not available. Today, with so much data around and more to come, such hypotheses are no longer crucial for correlational analysis. There is another difference. Before big data, partly because of inadequate computing power, most correlational analysis using large datasets was limited to looking for linear relationships. In reality, of course, many relationships are far more complex. With more sophisticated analyses, we can identify linear relationships among data. The option value of data. The value of data is one that can gain from all possible ways it can be employed. These seemingly infinite potential uses are like options, not in the sense of financial instruments, but in the practical sense of choices. The data's worth is the sum of these choices, the option value of data, so to speak, in the big data age. Data is like a diamond mine that keeps on giving long after its principal value has been tapped. The dark side of big data. Big data allows for more surveillance of our lives, while it makes some of the legal means for protecting privacy largely obsolete. It also renders ineffective the core technical method of preserving anonymity. At the same time, there is a real risk that the benefits of big data will lure people into applying the techniques where they don't perfectly fit, or into feeling overly confident in the results of the analysis. As big data predictions improve, using them will only become more appealing, fueling an obsession over data since it can do so much. We must guard against over-reliance on data rather than repeat the error of Icarus, who adored his technical power of flight, used it improperly and tumbled into the sea. From privacy to accountability, changes in the way we produce and interact with information lead to changes in the rules that we use to govern ourselves, and in the values society needs to protect. In the era of big data, a mechanism to ensure privacy is no longer suitable. We envision a very different privacy framework for the big data age, one focused less on individual consent at the time of collection and more on holding data users accountable for what they do. In such a world, firms will formally assess a particular reuse of data based on the impact it has on its individuals, whose personal information is being processed. This does not have to be onerously detailed in all cases, as future privacy laws will define broad categories of uses, including ones that are permissible without or with only limited standardized safeguards. For riskier initiatives, regulators will establish ground rules for how data users should assess the dangers of planned use and determine what best avoids or mitigates potential harm. This spurs creative reuses of the data, while at the same time it ensures that sufficient measures are taken to see that the individuals are not hurt. Running a formal big data use assessment correctly and implementing its findings accurately offers tangible benefits to data users. They will be free to pursue secondary uses of personal data in many instances without having to go back to individuals to get their explicit consent. On the other hand, sloppy assessments or poor implementation of safeguards will expose data users to legal liability and regulatory actions such as mandates, fines, and perhaps even criminal prosecution. What the future will be like. The effects of big data are large on practical level, as technology is applied to find solutions for vexing everyday problems, but that is just the start. Big data is poised to reshape the way we live, work and think. The ground beneath our feet is shifting. Old certainties are being questioned. The possession of knowledge, which once meant an understanding of the past, is coming to mean an ability to predict the future. Big data marks the moment when the information society finally fulfills the promise implied by its name. The data takes the center stage. All those digital bits that we have gathered can now be harnessed in novel ways to serve new purposes and unlock new forms of value. But this requires a new way of thinking and will challenge our institutions and even our sense of identity. The one certainty is that the amount of data will continue to grow, as will the power to process it all. But where most people have considered big data as technological matter, focusing on hardware or the software, we believe the emphasis needs to shift onto what happens when data speaks.